Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes... I Call BS.
All right, so this is where we just have a little bit of a whinge. What's on our mind? What's been annoying us? My week got off to a bad start and I'm going to tell you what's happened at my place. Hoops, my son James, he's 24 years old. He's temporarily moved home. He's using...
Jimmy Maroon.
We've got this fancy coffee machine that Christine bought. Finally worked out how to use it. This palooka has got up. I don't know if he did it on purpose or he didn't mean to do it, but he's changed the setting on it so that it only gives you printouts in French. So if you can't read French, it calls the coffee in French words. What coffee do you want in? It's asking you in French. It's not saying it, but it's got a little screen on it.
Does the coffee machine talk?
No, it doesn't talk.
Right, okay.
But what it prints out is now written in French.
Okay.
So you go, I think I've got it right. I push go on it, and you get a cup of coffee that's about 3 millimetres, you know, one of these fancy...
Well, why don't you ask Jimmy to change it back?
Oh, because, he mate, know. he avoids me.
Was it a late night shake-up?
I think it
was. Did he do it late of an evening one night? He hadn't been into your gummy bear stash again, had he?
I think he had. Right. You know, he's...
That's a concern.
He sets off the smoke alarms, mate.
That's why the coffee machine's now speaking French.
Yeah, okay.
Well, really, you've only got yourself to blame. And as usual, I can't believe how much you whinge about your family.
I know.
They're lovely people.
Well, they're not.
And you just come on and you got a box of lemons every week, hunk into one, spit the pips out, then bang into the next.
I don't whinge about the grandkids.
Please. Maybe not on air that much.
Yeah.
No, I know you do love them, mate. But fair dinkum. If I was Christine, I'd be looking for an upgrade.
Well, this is what I really want to have a whinge about. Parramatta Reels have taken this announced to members that they won't be having cheer girls this season. Doesn't fit in with their game day plan, their game day entertainment. And I just think, you know, cheer girls at Parramatta, if you're old, I'm 55 years old, I can go back to the Cumberland Cowgirls. Cheer girls at Parramatta, as they are in rugby league and institution, the great Monique Carroll does a wonderful job with the Parramatta cheer girls, as she's done with Manly and South and everyone else over the years. Why can't we have cheer girls? I like cheer girls. I like looking at the cheer girls. The cheer girls like doing what they do. I mean, why do we have to not like cheer girls anymore?
Do you think it is political correctness? Is that the road that they're going down?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, hang on. Souths brushed their cheer girls years ago.
And it was stupid.
Didn't Rusty bring in the marching band?
Where is
the little drummer boy now?
The drummers.
Does he still have a crack with Reggie the Rabbit?
No, they were all up at Nana Glen. And when Russ turns up...
They're at the Blind Rabbit at Nana Glen.
No, they just line the driveway. And as he's driving down in the Bentley, they just play Eye of the Tiger.
No, on a serious note, I'm with you, Anthony. All the cheer girls... who are involved in the game of rugby league. I heard one of them interviewed on a rival station during the week. She made some terrific points. She said, look, all the girls are genuinely keen on dance. They may not want to play rugby league, but they want to be involved in the game. And so they don't want to go out and get bashed up every week playing the game themselves. But this is their opportunity to maintain an interest around the sport. So I do think that, a lot of clubs are going down the road of political correctness. I remember the Bulldogs did it years ago. I'm not sure if they've gone back or not now. I don't think they have. Mm. It was when Ray Lancaster was in charge, and I remember they decided they were also going to get rid of their cheer girls. I'm with you, Anthony. I think cheer girls have been part of the fabric of the game for so many years now. And if the girls want to be involved and they're happy to have a crack at doing that, they're getting paid. They have to train damn hard at dancing to be able to perform all the various routines that they do. So I can't see why clubs need to torpedo that.
And let me be quite clear here, Hoops. I'm not trying to please everyone or say the right thing. I don't want cheer guys. I don't want drummers. I don't want to see a tug of war. I want to see cheer girls.
Okay.
Just like I used to see in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and so on. I mean, now we don't even get the reserves or the under 21s. No,
Peter Vlandis is trying to bring that back this year.
Right.
He is trying to make a game day experience where you do get the three grades and you can follow the progress of younger players coming through the system at your club. It's another great initiative from PVL. But in relation to the cheer girls, I am with you, Anthony. I think a lot of people are being forced into this position and making decisions based on political correctness rather than the bigger picture of the community.
Would you like to call BS on anything, Hoops?
I would like to call BS. I'd like to call BS on the Penrith Panthers and specifically their coach, Ivan Cleary. I spoke to Arthur Laundy, who's the Bulldogs' major sponsor, Laundy Hotels, came on board last year, earlier this week, and he made a great point in relation to this whole Matt Burton Mexican standoff contract brouhaha. He said Ivan Cleary, when he was at the West Tigers, decided that he wanted to get out of that contract, and he found a way.
Yes.
He was allowed to break that contract. Now, this summer already, the Panthers have let go five players who are under contract. Josh Mansour, Dane Laurie, Jack Hetherington, who was also allowed to go to the Bulldogs, Dean Farre, and there's another one as well who I've missed, right? So I can't understand, Zane Tedovano was, I can't understand why, when the Panthers are prepared to let all those other players go, right? Matt Burton has got Nathan Cleary, Jerome Luai, Tyrone May, and the Penrith also signed Jamin Salmon, who's been a young playmaker with big things earmarked for him for many years now, hasn't quite been able to take the next step, but is absolutely solid quality depth in terms of your halves in that position. So the point I would make is, if this was Ivan's son, if it was Nathan who wanted to release to go and join another club because he was stuck behind a procession line of quality halves in front of him, well, would he be holding him back at this stage of his career, or would he let him go?
Absolutely. 100% agree with you and Arthur Laundy on this one. If you're Ivan Cleary's mother, you'd be saying, Ivan, it's not one rule for you and one rule for everyone else.
Would you get the umbrella out?
Give him a whack.
Give him a little clip around the ears.
Throw the shoe at him. Yes.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.